Riding O'Flaherty, the quarterback, wearing number 13. He's gone most of the way in this game. Takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw to the end zone. He's got a man. He's got a touchdown. Kyle Morgett. And the Rams aren't done yet, folks.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
All right, speaking with former Saskatchewan Rough Rider, current defensive back coach for the U of R Rams, Vincent Donaldson. VO, are you today, brother?
I'm good, Ballsy. I'm good, man. I cannot complain. Life is good.
That's good, man. And you've done a great job helping athletes, not only at the university level, but the young and up-and-comers. I know I can speak from experience because you helped my son with his transformation to defensive back, which he is continuing to use those skills you taught him and hone him with the UND Fighting Hawks. You are hoping to do that with other athletes here coming up. Tell us about it.
For sure. I have a defensive back academy coming up, True Potential Defensive Back Academy. It's going to be held at the Regina Sports Performance Center on November 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, December 1, 8th, 15th, and January 5 and 12 with a showcase, with a baller showcase on the 16th at the Yari Center in Moose Jaw, where we're inviting out different receivers and quarterbacks, top-tier guys, to compete against the guys in the academy. It's something that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Is it? It's going to look different, obviously, with COVID, though, right?
It'll be a little different in retrospect that we have to only have certain numbers. It won't be any pass, and you know we'll be following COVID protocols.
Okay, so basically, what besides paying their fee and everything, what do they need, Vincent?
What my guys would need, they basically just need their cleats, water bottles, receiver gloves, because we don't want people bare hands touching the balls and sharing the balls, that type thing. But other than that, man, a good attitude, a good work ethic, and willing to learn and work hard.
What sets your camp apart from others?
Oh man, great question, Ballsy. What sets me apart from other camps is the fact that I truly try to put young people in a learning environment, not just on the field, but we go to the classroom, we chalk it up, we assess, I assess them. They also get access to my catalog of a defensive back's drills and skills, and they also get an opportunity to consult with me for up to 3 hours. Also, motivational speaking is a part of it. Like every the first 30 minutes of each session, we do consulting, we do demonstration, we get their questions answered, and it's time for me to actually speak about football, but incorporate football into life so that we're making sure these young athletes walking away with something that's tangible that not only they could use on the football field, but also in life.
Yeah, so and I could speak to this because my son, he's been a receiver his whole life. He said, you know, I learned more from Vincent in 2 weeks than I think ever learned on the receiving side, which was a shot to me, Vincent, because I taught him how to be a receiver. That really hurts. But he said, you know what? There's a lot more to being a defensive back than there is a receiver. And I mean, that's, I kind of think where you're going with your comments here, because it's more than just getting on the field and learning how to backpedal, get out of your backpedal and do all that type of stuff.
Without a doubt, you have to get into the science of it, right? But at the same time, it's a certain mental perspective, you know, that the players must have to have had success as a defensive back, because sometimes things don't go right, and during those times when things don't go right, we can't go in the tank. We need to be able to reset, reload, and get ready.
Yeah, you know what? And being a defensive back, you know, in our world today, it's, you know, it's a good mindset to have, because in our world today, you got to forget what you did and start anew the next day, and it's that way in the football field. Like you just said, hey, I got burned deep, but I get a chance to go out and make a play the next time.
Exactly, and I could definitely attest to that with my career and different things, challenges I've came across after football, where, you know, hitting rock bottom and having to put my life back together. And it's a good thing that I was able to use football as my tool, because that helped me create my mindset that I had, as far as a relentless mindset to do the necessary things I need to do to make things happen for myself.
So this, folks, is a defensive backs academy camp, but it's also, it's a Cole's Notes version on life too, helping you out with life. Where do they get more information, Vincent?
They can call me at 306-529-5908. I'm one of those guys, I like to give it that personal touch, mm-hmm. right? And I truly just want to be able to explain to why this is going to be different. I have always taken an approach to do things in a different way, just understanding what is actually needed and willing to put in the time and the effort to make sure this, the young people are achieving the goals that they have set forth.
And folks, I could speak to this once again. This is the actual truth. This dude called my son the other day. I've already paid my fees. He's already coached my kid up. He doesn't really have anything. You know, he doesn't have to do it, but he calls my son and asks him how he's doing in North Dakota. So I really appreciate that. He's like a life coach and a DB coach. Thanks for this, Vincent. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Balzi. Appreciate it. And Ethan, I can't wait till he gets back. We already got some time set up so we can sit down and chalk it up. And he's doing great. And he said something amazing to me. It's like he told me, he goes, "Coach, you know what? When I got here, I'm so happy I got with you because, you know what, I was prepared. It is just all about me just learning to play." So
yeah, hey. That's what he said, man. He said, that's the one thing about football. You gotta have that mindset, right? You got to be ready to go because you – even it sounds weird. You don't have time to think. You just have to be able to react and play fast, as we like to say.
Exactly. He was able to do that, and I'm so proud of him, because that had to be a huge challenge for him. You know, going to a totally different position, you know, outside of what he was doing, and actually able to go do it and actually show his skills and actually perform well at a high level.
Vincent, thanks for this, my friend.
Thank you.
And just before I wrap up Growing the Game with Balzi, I want to thank you, the listener, for checking us out and supporting this podcast as we try to navigate through this COVID world and keep and grow this great sport of football in our province. I'd like to thank my fine sponsors, too. Pizza Hut's in Saskatchewan. Face First Medical Aesthetics, above Gabbo's on Dewdney Avenue. Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his work at markgreshner.com. Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, getting the real estate game with a 3-time Grey Cup champ, 306-502-5355. Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville. Thanks to Paul Riviere and his great family for getting on board with Growing the Game with Balzi. Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn for grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance. Check out Corey out there, Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. And SAS Selects Football, building the stars of tomorrow. Today, they've got something else on the go, as they always do out there in Moose Jaw, and we'll talk about that in an upcoming installment.
This has been Growing the Game with Balzi. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Balzi can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.